the especially merciful, the eternally merciful. May his benedictions and salutations be upon our Master, Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Today is the first day of Al-Muharram 1445, which is equivalent to the 7th of July 2024. You are all welcome to our Muhadara. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reward our guest speaker with Jannah. He has done well in his delivery. He has delivered very well, and I believe we are all okay with the lecture. We've understood the topic, and as explained now, that we'll carry this home, educate others, as this is the true belief of a true believer. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. The topic as announced is on the doctrine of Imam al-Bukhari. I will inshallah try to make it snappy due to time. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah al-Shu'ara said that we will be gathered on the day of resurrection, a day in which there will be nothing beneficial, nothing will benefit you from your wealth, your children, or anything that you have in the world will not benefit you. Allah said, يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالٌ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The day when there will not benefit anyone, wealth or children, but only one who comes to Allah with a sound heart. This is in Surah Al-Shu'ara, verse 88 and 89. This is to say that a matter of belief, aqidah, is very important in Islam. You will be deprived of Jannah if you go and meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with an adulterated belief. So this is why scholars of Sunnah used to emphasize, they emphasize on the matter of aqidah. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, as narrated by Abu Huraira, that Allah does not look at your figures, nor at your attire, but He looks at your hearts and accomplishment. This is narrated by Imam Muslim. This lecture is an extract from Sharh Usul I'tiqad Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. It's an extract from the explanation of the origin of the belief of the Sunnis. And it is chosen for the reasons below. One, Imam al-Bukhari that we've been hearing about, Bukhari, Rawahu al-Bukhari, al-Muslim, and so on. His book, Sahih al-Bukhari, is the most authentic book after the Quran. The most authentic book that you rely on, that you have no doubt, is the book of Bukhari. All the hadith that are in that book are authentic. You can go to the book for reference. Imam al-Bukhari is by name Abu Abdullah Muhammad bin Ismail from Bukhara. He was born in the year 194 after Hijrah. He is older than Imam Muslim. He died in the year 256 after Hijrah. Some of his books, aside Sahih al-Bukhari, are Adab al-Mufrad, Tariq al-Kabir, Juz al-Qira'a Khalf al-Imam, and many more. Imam al-Bukhari said that, as narrated by Abdul Rahman bin Muhammad bin Abdul Rahman al-Bukhari, he said that he has Imam al-Bukhari, Aba Abdullah Muhammad ibn Ismail al-Bukhari, he had him saying that he had met over 1,000 men from the people of knowledge across the globe. Over 1,000 scholars he met. He learned from them. Some he met from Mecca, some from Medina, Kufa, Basra, some from Baghdad, Sham, Misra. He met many in Sham, Basra, and Hijaz. All of them are saying that none of them, he said, none of them is saying anything contrary than what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam brought to us. He said that he has not seen any of them who is against in the following. One is that the belief is all about saying and actions. It's not about talking without action. A believer, aside saying that he believes, then his actions should testify what he says. Unlike the way we are today, if you try to correct someone who is astray, they tell you that at-taqwa hahuna, that the fear of Allah, the piety is in the heart, and you cannot see that result. You cannot see that in their action. So Imam al-Bukhari is giving us a reliable aqidah, a sound one, the most authentic, that me and you should follow. He said, after meeting all these people, none of them is against the fact that belief is saying an action. This is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Bayyinah, verse 5, وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ حُنَفَاءَ. Said that, and they were not commanded except to worship Allah, being sincere to Him in religion, inclining to truth, and to establish prayer, and to give zakah. And that is the correct religion. Secondly, they are all in consensus that the glorious Quran is a word of Allah and not a created book. This is a sound aqidah, that you believe that the glorious Quran is a word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and it is not created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-A'raf, verse 54, indeed, your Lord is Allah who created the heavens and earth in 6 days and then established Himself above the throne. He covers the night with the day, chasing it rapidly, and He created the sun, the moon, and the stars, subjected by His command. Unfortunately, His is the creation and the command. Blessed is Allah, Lord of the world. Number three is that His is the creation and the command. Blessed is Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Lord of the world. This is the third thing that all of the scholars agreed upon. They said that this verse in the Surah Al-A'raf, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ, explains the fact that the creation belongs to Allah and as well the command. Number four, they all agree that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's in Allah's hands, goodness and evil. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the good and the evil are determined by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's not your doing, it's not my doing. It is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wishes that will be. As He said in the glorious Quran, Surah As-Saffat, وَاللَّهُ خَلَقَكُمْ وَمَا تَعْمَلُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created you and that what you do. And in another verse, in Surah Al-Falaq, He said, قُلْ أَعُوذُ بِرَبِّ الْفَلَقْ مِنْ شَرِّ مَا خَلَقْ. Allah said that, say, I seek refuge in the Lord of the daybreak from the evil of that which He created. In another verse, in Surah Al-Qamar, He said, إِنَّا كُلَّ شَيْءٍ خَلَقَنَاهُ بِقَدَرٍ. Indeed, all things we created with predestination. Number five is that they did not deem any of the people of the Qibla
to be unbelievers for sin.
There are sects that are of the view that if you sin, you are not a believer. This is not the aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Allah said in Surah An-Nisa, Allah does not forgive association with him, but he forgives what is less than that for whom he wills. Number six, Imam al-Bukhari said that, I have not seen any of them. I did not see among them anyone who dealt or insulted the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. A true believer does not insult the companion of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are the best of people after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is the choice of Allah. He chose the companions to be the friends of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who will convey the message of Islam after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam to us, and they did. True believers only pray for them. Allah said in Surah Al-Hashr that وَالَّذِينَ جَاءُوا مِن بَعْدِهِمْ يَقُولُونَ رَبَّنَا اغْفِرْ لَنَا وَلِإِخْوَانِنَا الَّذِينَ سَبَقُونَا بِالْإِيمَانِ وَلَا تَجْعَلْ فِي قُلُوبِنَا غِلًّا لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا رَبَّنَا إِنَّكَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. And there is a share for those who come after them, saying, Our Lord, forgive us and our brothers who preceded us in faith, and put not in our hearts any resentment towards those who have believed. Our Lord, indeed, you are kind and merciful. Number seven is that all of these scholars call against innovation. They shun innovation, bid'ah. They are against innovation. If you do bid'ah, you practice what is not taught by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it is as good as you are saying the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam hides some of the messages. He hid something to us, something from us. There are messages he did not deliver to us. And that you are the perfect and our Prophet is not perfect. This is the best way of doing it, not the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is what you are saying indirectly. قُلْ أَنْتُمْ أَعْلَمُ أَمِ اللَّهِ. Are you more knowledgeable than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that he who innovated something in this matter of ours, the matter of Islam, he brought in something new and he thinks that this is what is to be done. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that this is rejected. مَنْ أَحْدَثَ فِي أَمْرِنَا هَذَا مَا لَيْسَ مِنْهُ فَهُوَ رَدْ. What is not in the matter of religion and you introduce it, the Prophet said that it is rejected. مَنْ عَمِلَ عَمَلًا لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِ أَمْرُنَا فَهُوَ رَدْ. He who performs an action that which is not our command, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that it is rejected. Number eight is that they are all on what the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and his followers are on. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that وَأَنَّ هَذَا صِرَاطِي مُسْتَقِيمًا فَاتَّبِعُوهُ وَلَا تَتَّبِعُوا السُّبُلَ فَتَفَرَّقَ بِكُمْ عَنْ سَبِيلِهِ ذَلِكُمْ وَصَاكُمْ بِهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. Allah said that in Surah Al-An'am, and moreover, this is my path, which is straight, so follow it, and do not follow other ways, for you will be separated from His way. And the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is that path of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said in another verse that وَاعْتَصِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا وَلَا تَفَرَّقُوا. That we should hold onto the rope of the of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that we should not separate. Number nine is that we should not dispute our leaders. It is against Islam to go against your leaders. Even if they are wrong, you think they are not doing the right thing, if you have nothing to do, it's just to obey them and expect your own rights from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He who is against his leaders, who disputes his leaders, is against the teaching of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is from the aqidah of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah.
It's not from the Aqidah of Ahlul Sunnah that you dispute, disagree, you do protest, fight your leaders, just like the Boko Haram and Co. This is where they have went wrong, and it led to bloodshed in the land, and we are still experiencing some remnants of that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bring us peace. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us successful. The last one is that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam showing the sword against any of his ummah. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is against a believer pointing at his fellow brother in Islam with a sword. This is also to say that the killings of today is against the teaching of Islam. Islam teaches us peace, and there will be no peace when the religion is not practiced the right way. Fudayl ibn Iyad said that if I should have a supplication, a prayer, that if I say it, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept it, then I will do it to a leader. I will purposely pray for a leader to tell you how important is your leader. Say that if he should pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and Allah answers him, say that he will pray for a leader. So we are all urged at the end of the lecture that we should be prayerful. We should be optimistic. Be praying for your leaders. If they go wrong, if they get it wrong, then it is as good as all of us getting it wrong. If they go right, then things will get better. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us understanding. May He bring us peace in Nigeria. May Allah ease the affairs of our people. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala nabiyil kareem. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.